and one of them is Meredith. You're listening to All in a Day here on CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa, 107.5 in Kingston. Every year, more and more Canadians lose their ability to see. And as the Canadian population ages, the problem keeps getting worse with every passing year. To tackle the growing problem, one group has, well, a vision. It's a global initiative called Vision 2020, and it's pushing Canada to start building a national vision health strategy. John Rafferty is the chair of Vision 2020, as well as the president and CEO of the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. He joins me in the studio this afternoon. Hi there.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, tell me what the goal is for Vision 2020.
Well, Vision 2020 is its main goal is the elimination of avoidable blindness globally. In its early stages, it was very much focused on developing countries and issues of trachoma and unsafe water. A significant portion of the blind people in the world have cataracts in developing countries. But more and more, it's become an issue that affects all countries around the world. It's a different issue for us in Canada. It's an issue of an aging population and some of the significant eye diseases that are age-related, like macular degeneration and glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy.
But it's interesting that the phrase avoidable blindness is in there.
It is. Well, you know, in its simple terms, in developing countries, a cataract surgery that can be performed can stop someone from being blind. And we don't have that issue in Canada. We've got a good program, pretty comprehensive across the country in addressing cataracts. But we nonetheless don't have an issue dealing with public education and dealing with research around some of the age-related diseases. And you know, it's not an epidemic in the true sense of the word, but we have an epidemic of aging in this country. And, you know, that population is going to more than double in the next 15 years. And if we don't start getting ahead of the game on issues relating to vision, we're going to continue to outlive our eyes, and that's just not acceptable.
But just to clarify, and I hope this question makes sense, but is it just a matter that we have an aging population, or as we age, is our eyesight also getting worse than it was, for instance, people at the same age in decades past?
It's a good question. It is the diseases are prevalent earlier on. The symptoms are there. Most of them are hereditary based diseases, glaucoma and macular degeneration. But they tend to start becoming an issue as we age. A lot of things start to wear out slowly, and within our eye, our macular and issues around the lining of the eye wall near the optic nerve are the things that start to wear out. There are things that we can do to help support them if diagnosis is done early in terms of treatments, and we can prevent the issue of going blindness. You know, it is treatable.
But I guess, are they wearing out quicker is what I'm asking?
They're not wearing out quicker, no.
It's not like this generation is
we're not doing anything particularly different. We're just living longer, and we insist on having more birthdays. We're outliving our eyes.
So, I mean, you said that the costs in Canada directly related to vision loss have been $15.8 billion?
We conducted a study with the Canadian Ophthalmological Society a number of years ago. It got released in 2009, and it pegs the annual cost in 2006 dollars as $15.8 billion a year.
Can you break down some of those costs? What are we talking about?
I don't have the study in front of me, but I know that the two big costs are $8.6 billion is direct medical costs, so that's the cost of eye care for people, it's the cost for, you know, cataract operations, it's the cost for treating eye diseases throughout the ophthalmology world, the optometry world, etc. And $4.3 billion is the cost of blindness within the country relating to the employment rates or the unemployment rates of adults who are blind or partially sighted, as well as other accommodations that are needed. So those are the two big numbers. It is a very high number, and one which we believe, as does the World Health Organization and the International Association for Prevention of Blindness, that is one that can be managed a lot better in countries if we just have a national vision plan, which is what Vision 2020 Canada is all about.
I wonder, though, when the need to break things down into financial sense. For whom are you doing that?
It was one of the pieces. So just to kind of take one step back, the World Health Assembly in 2003, Canada, along with many other countries, signed a resolution 5626, which said we will create a vision health plan for our country. And one of the first things that was being asked to be done in doing that was to create a baseline cost of what they call the burden of the disease. So what is the cost of blindness or the cost of vision loss in the country? So this was done because when asking governments to move forward with public education strategies, with investments in research, we need to be able to prove and to be able to demonstrate that this is not only the right thing to do socially in terms of the impact it has on people's lives, but if we address these diseases early enough in the process, then it's actually a much more economical way of managing vision versus dealing with the issues at the other end, which is twice as likely to have a fall as a senior, four times as likely to break a hip, more likely to incorrectly take medication. And those are some of the primary reasons why seniors get hospitalized now.
So this afternoon, right after this interview is done, you're heading over to the Hill. Meeting with a senator and an MP to talk about the plan. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, actually, we have a reception on the Hill sponsored by a senator and an MP. We're hoping that there's about 75 members of parliament there today that we're talking to let them know that we're beginning the process of consultation on this. Vision 2020 Canada was formed just 6 months ago. Canada's commitment to creating a vision health plan is now 8 years old. We're well behind many other countries in rolling something out. And we felt that we needed to create Vision 2020 Canada and get a group of like-minded individuals from the medical community, from NGOs that work internationally, blindness organizations like CNIB, and start working with all of the groups to help build a plan. It's not something which...
So we are still talking about just building the plan that was supposed to happen 8 years ago.
Yes, the commitment was to have a plan in place by 2005 and implement it starting in 2007, and we haven't done that yet.
Do you think it's going to happen this summer?
I do. I'm not sure that we've had a huge concerted effort. Call me an optimist, but...
Who needs to buy in?
We need the Public Health Agency of Canada to buy in. We need the Health Canada to buy in, as well as we need to then start rolling something out provincially. Healthcare in Canada is a provincial issue. We're hoping that a national plan, a national coordination body, can help work with the provinces to roll out a vision health plan in each of the provinces across the country. But we want to start with something that talks about the overarching principles. How do we measure success? What is it that we're trying to achieve, and how, you know, which of the pieces are we going to attack first? So.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for coming in. It'll be interesting hearing what happens next. John Rafferty is the chair of Vision 2020 and president and CEO of the CNIB. Any thoughts on what Mr. Rafferty had to say? All in a day at cbc.ca is our email address. You can also always send us a tweet to CBC All in a Day.